Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the meeting of Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee. I would remind everyone to ensure that their phones are off or on silent. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Apologies? We don't have any apologies. Do we have any declarations of interest for any items on this agenda? No? Public question time, item 3.1. Do we have any questions from the public gallery? Thank you. No questions on notice from Alderman, item 3.2. Item 4.1, information disclosure and right to information policy. Do we have a mover of the recommendation? Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Goodwin. Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is General Manager's Delegations. Do I have a mover of the recommendation on page 14, please?
I'll move the recommendation, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
No second.
Alderman Emerton. Do I have... Alderman Goodwin.
No, once again, it's all in the report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
No, it's a full explanation there of the delegations that... a person in our general manager's shoes would need to follow to continue with the capacity to carry out his role. So happy to second.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item, bear with me. My system's all clocked. Sorry. Here we are. Item 4.3, Land Use Planning and Approval Act 1993 Delegations. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Do I have a seconder?
Hey, I'll second.
Need to sleep on. Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
I feel like I'm the only one here. It's all in the report and it's a process thing that we need to confirm every few years.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing further, Madam
Mayor. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
I consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.4, a report on annual general meeting procedure. Alderman Jarman. Do I have... Thank you.
What do I do?
Alderman Jarman.
Everything's there, it's just the change that it's now going to be received rather than adopted is the terminology we've just got to change, which makes sense. So,
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Nothing.
Any other comments?
Nothing to add.
Alderman Emerton?
Yes, I'd just like to add that I believe that the way we conduct our annual general meetings have been good, exemplary, open and available for our community, so certainly support the small change here. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Jarman?
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.5, Annual Plan Progress Report. Do
I
have...
I move the report be received, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Goodwin.
Not a lot to add to it, Madam Mayor. Just a, probably a question probably through you to Atkins, I would think. If you award things in Devonport Oval, so what were those? Tas Water, reducing the size to reduce the bill? What was the setup for that?
Yeah, through you, Mayor. Yeah, that's correct. There's been a number of water meters around the place that we've changed the connections back, and it means the upfront charge that we pay is much less.
Much less.
So we've reduced them to the, I guess, the minimum that we need.
It's 150 down to 100.
That's
that
it.
Sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Nothing further.
Any other comments? Alderman Milne.
I just wanted to ask through you, Mia, to Karen, how are we going with the Disability Access Committee and working on that?
Thank you.
Yeah, that is something that's now in my portfolio. I haven't taken community services on. It is certainly on my list, but it hasn't yet commenced. I'm looking at how we might be able to develop that through one of our committees.
Thank you.
Just one more question.
One more question?
Yes. Is there an option to start a separate committee that has stakeholders from different areas to be involved in that? Different people with, different like disabilities and service providers?
Certainly happy to have a discussion with you around how we might develop that. I was looking at perhaps using our Livable Communities Committee, perhaps, and bringing in stakeholders as required. But more than happy to discuss that with you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Just a question before I do that, if I may, Madam Mayor.
Turn your speaker.
I thought I did. it's probably connected a bit to the annual plan. In relation to the solar panels we've put on, I know there's a stack on out at the Maritime Museum and all the rest of it. How has that panned out thus far? Have you got any ideas in relation to getting power bills, really? That's what it comes down to. So from the previous before we put them on, have you done an analogy to see if we've gained some traction or anything?
Through you, Mayor, my understanding is, yes, we have done some and it is proving to be efficient and saving. I'll need to get some detailed advice, though, on exactly how much and what the impact has been, because obviously we need to run a number of cycles to see what the overall result is. But my understanding from a conversation that I have been involved in is that it has proven to be... there has been some savings that have been achieved as a result of putting them on. But then obviously you need to look at the capital cost and how long it's going to be written off over and those sort of things.
Are we putting them on the Parnell Centre? Have we got them? We're not.
Through you.
It'd be ideal for them, wouldn't it?
No, it was certainly looked at as one of the options. But obviously, as part of the design of the building, there was a number of other activities that was implemented around to achieve the Green Star rating. And the more you do of those things, the more cost that was actually added on to the overall project.
Right.
So I think it was one of those items that was value managed out of the project very early on, just for the sheer size of it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Madam Mayor, and consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.1 is the Parking Strategy Review. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton.
It's fully in the report there, Mayor, and gives us an idea of whether we're looking at capital expenses in the future or current, or whether it needs to go into operational expenses. Details in... there's lots of information in the detail, which I think has been well presented, and the pictorial... view is good as well.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin?
I have nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Anyone else? Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Through you, Madam Mayor, who will I be asking for the parking?
Well, the General Manager General in the Manager, first instance.
Just on page 69, the parking strategy, the Year 2 status, the third one down on that first page, in conjunction with relevant stakeholders, explore future alternatives other than free parking days, which we have taken away, I understand why, may provide greater benefit to retailers. Ongoing with Chamber of Commerce, surely there'd be ongoing talking to the retailers, first and foremost, not just the Chamber of Commerce. Is that... why are we doing that with Chamber of Commerce? They've only got...
through you, Mayor, obviously the availability of having resources to go and talk to every retailer and to get buy-in from the retailers. We've had a number of situations where we've invited retailers to participate and we get a very small uptake. The Chamber of Commerce has certainly raised parking as an ongoing issue and those sort of things, and so the consultation to date has been through the retail committee associated with the Chamber. That does include there's three or four at least retailers who operate in the CBD who are part of that group. So that's the process we've followed to date to get some views about those sort of matters.
Okay. It's just that surely I think that we're very good at being able to send out surveys and get that from as a response. And I think we've been very good at being able to do that. But is that resources that we've got to look at again?
I think it's more a case of actually identifying what are the opportunities more so than... well, certainly we can survey the retailers, but in every survey we do, the only... in the majority of responses come back that we should get rid of parking. So it doesn't really achieve what we're looking for. And so we need to have some options about what it is we might or might not be going to do so that there's a clear yes or no type of survey if we're going to do that, because I've found in the past that with our surveys, when they've been, you got any suggestions, well, the only suggestion is we don't have paid parking. And I think council's gone far past that stage.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Milne.
I just, on Saturdays, can you just remind me again, it's parking, paid parking in the CMAX car park all day.
It's paid
right?
parking in Every the CMAX week. Car park from 8:30 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Till 2 p.m.
Yep, and it's based on the normal hourly rate in that car park, because if you recall, as part of the rejigging of the parking, that car park, the Best Street car park, and I think from memory the Edward Street car park were all designated as shopper car parks, and the majority of the other car parks, for instance the one out here and the one down in Wimbo Street, were classified as worker car parks, and on those car parks it's $2 flat fee.
So going across the road to the pay as you leave car park, so what's the story with that? When does the boom gate go up and you can, like, if you park there at, say, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning and then left your car there until when, and then the boom gate goes up and then you can go?
Essentially, we need to be careful in when that boom gate comes up, because some people have identified that they can leave their car there for all day and wait till the boom gate goes up and they don't have to pay for their parking.
I know.
The situation is, even if somebody goes in and the gates are down, it's more a case of education, I believe, and they take a ticket and parking fees aren't applying at that stage. When they validate their ticket, it validated no charge, and so they could then exit. So at the present time, I'm not sure of the time that we currently have programmed in the system for when the gate comes up. What the parking coordinator does is tend to vary it a bit, on the basis that to stop people knowing that, for instance, the gate comes up at 2 o'clock, so therefore after that you don't have to pay.
Right. So if I wanted to park my caravan in there and leave it...
good luck.
Because I haven't got any room at home and it would be a good place to leave it, how long could I leave it there for?
Providing the parking is being paid, if you were to leave your caravan there, I think we'd catch up with you in a very short period of time and start to ask questions as to why it's being parked there. And so the idea of a car park is that the vehicles go in and out.
Right.
As long as it's registered, it can be there.
Right.
And it would be attracting fees.
Right. So why does that differ then to leaving a trailer there?
It doesn't. Same thing.
Okay.
And so the trailer was registered, and so therefore we paid the fees as were required, and so therefore it's legally entitled to park there.
For how long? So you said if
as long as your fee is being paid.
If I park my caravan there,
yep.
You'd come on to me.
Yep.
So what time frame are you
talking? Well, in the case, if you're referring to the election trailer of Jerry Rockliffe's, that was being taken in and out on the same day. It wasn't being left there overnight. And so, therefore, the process was it was being moved around. And so, certainly from that perspective, he was paying the parking fee that was required.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a question through you to General Manager. We're talking about the boom gate at the Harriscarf car park. What's the plan for that equipment once that Harriscarf project for the hotel is put together? Is that going to be relocated or to where, and what's the situation? Is there any thoughts on that?
Through you, Acting Mayor. Through you, Mayor. I've made the mistake now. The situation with that is that equipment is compatible with the multi-level car park. However, as to whether there is another car park where it could be situated is something that council will be able to consider at the appropriate stage when that car park's being decommissioned. But it is, the equipment is compatible with our multi-level car park as well.
Okay. Alderman Jarman, did
if
you...
I may just ask one more question.
Yeah, ma'am.
On page 72, there was develop an improved aged disability service pension permit process / concession voucher booklet scheme, which is a big sentence. Is that including self-funded retirees? We used to look after the self-funded retirees with a discount, a free.
I'd need to check that. My understanding is it is those that have an eligible healthcare card and seniors card. But as to whether it goes as far as self-funded retirees, it comes down to more how people are able to address whatever the criteria is that we've actually established.
Doesn't.
It doesn't?
No. Okay, thank you. And that's ongoing, it's not
that,
completed yet.
That particular
yet.
Process is very time-consuming and very labour-intensive because the booklet system. And the
so you've still got the booklet system in place at the moment.
At
you're
the
just
present
reviewing
time,
of how to
there
improve
needs to,
that.
The review is looking at are there other, a better way of actually doing that.
Thank you. No one else? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? I'll ask for a show of hands. All those in favour? Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Milne, Alderman Rockliffe. Those against? Alderman Jarman. Item 5.2, Finance Report for February 2018. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton seconded. Alderman Goodwin.
No, not a lot to add to it, Madam Mayor. The
your mic, thank you.
Yes, I've
thank you.
Put that on. I note on page 102 and onto there we've had some quite favourable outcomes. I think there's only one unfavourable one, the rest were all favourable. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodman. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. I think, again, this is confirming that the council is being managed from a fiscal perspective in a very prudent manner. Every month, the figures confirm that. And I think one of the exciting things that the rate increase, albeit that there are some supplementaries from prior periods that in that figure, there is an indication that the municipality is growing, and I think we should be very proud of that and excited about the potential as it grows in the business district as well as in the residential district. And again, it just shows to all and sundry that are prepared to look at with very open minds and eyes that Devonport is heading in a very strong direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Do I have any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Moving on to item 6.1, which is the... which is the Corporate Climate Change Adaptation Plan. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Alderman Milne. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Milne.
Yeah, it's good to see that there's some... Well, it is Australia-wide that we are looking at climate implications, and it's great that we've got this report in our community services sector. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Not a lot to add, Madam Mayor. It just goes to show that we're... at a corporate level, we're right across climate change and the adaptation plans and so forth. So I don't think there's anything to be too concerned about. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
If I may, just a quick question in regards to this. And I know this is Tasmania and climate change is happening all over, and Tassie's always got the more temperate climate compared to the rest of Australia. And this is a national program as such, really. Are we looking at the future... if this is going through to 2023, are we looking in the future that a lot of the other councils on the mainland are now looking at bitumen not being the dark colour, they're going into lighter colours because of the colour, the bouncing off of the sun? There's a lot of things being looked at. Are we putting that into our plan? I know that, again, Tassie's climate is a lot more temperate, but still 4 degrees is 4 degrees, and it can make a big difference in... people using air conditioning in businesses in a CBD, and I've read up on it and seeing that this is something that's now becoming more the norm. So do we have that in our future plan at all going forward?
Yeah, through you, Mayor. I guess not in this plan, so this sort of looks at the higher level risks, but it's certainly something we can take on notice once we do some of our future planning, the detail.
I've got a great article I could send you if you wanted it as well.
Sure.
And it's all about putting more trees into certain areas. CBD-wise, this is about businesses and how much they save on using air conditioning in their buildings because of their environment around provided by the local councils. So it is very important, I think, that we look into it.
Yep.
And it'd be great. Thank you.
Did you have a question, Mr...
Just a question to a certain point, I suppose, Madam Mayor, but just something in passing... As you know, I'm heavily involved in furniture removing, and we move an awful lot of people into Tasmania from the mainland. So just in passing, and a lot to do with the climate. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Milne to close. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Great discussion around the table, and I'll close. Thanks.
Thank you. I will put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2, Tasmanian Masters Games.
I'll move recommendation option 3.
Option 3. Do I have a seconder for option 3? It's page 152.
Yes. I would like to second it, if I may.
Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Goodwin.
It's basically contained in the report, Madam Mayor, but it does make prudent sense, certainly from a fiscal point of view, to not proceed in October of this year in relation to the distinct possibility that we could burn quite a bit of money in relation to it. So I'm very much in favour of it being put on hold and then further consider its approach to the staging of the Games in the future, subject certainly to a commitment of funding support and sponsorship, because it is something that we could, it could cost us quite a bit of money, and we don't want to be going down that path. So certainly I encourage my fellow aldermen to opt for option three. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, look, we did a workshop on this and we certainly got a lot more information coming in since this was first mooted quite a while ago. And obviously there's a lot of clashes with different dates going on around nationwide. And it certainly seems to us that we don't want to run with this and not do it well. We want to do, if we did do something like this, we'd want to do it and do it well and certainly make sure that it works for the region, not just for Devonport. Thank you.
Any other comments? Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. I support the previous two speakers and also reiterate the point that if we didn't do it well, the reputational damage would be hard to come back from for any future Masters game. So I think we've made the right decision on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Yes, I agree also. But are we going to... we're not abandoning the Masters game. Are we going to make sure the public are well aware that we're planning on that being part of this community at some time in the very near future? Is that... how are we doing that? How are we going to alert the public of that point?
I guess that's the next step.
Yeah, through you, Mayor. The process would be that if this is accepted tonight and then accepted by council at the next council meeting, there'll need to be a public announcement, I suppose, as to the fact that the Masters Games will not be going ahead in October as previously announced. So there'll need to be some media done around that. But obviously we also need to, as a result of, if this motion is to be successful, we then need to pursue the state government and all the external sponsorship process to try and identify whether we can get some of that to be able to make it so that we can then make some sort of positive announcement of when Masters Games could be conducted.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you. It's obvious around the table that the motion, the recommendation will get up. I'm disappointed in that, in the sense that I felt that when it was first mooted, it was really it was intended to be probably a small games with just a few sports, 10 or a dozen, that would participate. I understand my colleagues' comments and certainly didn't want it to see it become a huge burden just for us, but I did see it as an investment in our future of possibly owning, so to speak, the Tasmanian Masters Games. But understand that I hope that we will work towards the possibility of having it the future games, whether it be 2020, I guess that's the first time we can have it, that we will commence some talks now and not leave it, which is only a few months out now. I understand that's a short period of time, that we would have a good lead time and that we progressively work towards reigniting this whole thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Miller, I apologise.
Oh, it's okay. I just think that there's not enough time. The premise behind this is fantastic, and I certainly support the idea of getting the Tasmanian community involved in sport in our city, coming to our city and seeing the gorgeous things that we have to offer here, and also the addition of games that are the equity of the game. So we have games that are and sports that are people with disabilities are able to participate in. So the premise of that is fantastic. It's just that we've run out of time. I don't believe that we could do a really good job in the short amount of time that we've got. And let's postpone it and make it in the future the best that we can be.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
Aye.
I'll ask for a show of hands. Those in favour of the Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Jarman, Alderman Milne, Alderman Rockliffe. Those against, Alderman Emerton. The motion is carried. Thank you. Moving on to item 7.1, Budget Consultation 2018-19 Report. Fairly detailed report on the consultation that we've done. Can I have a mover, please?
So.
Alderman Jarman, do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, good to see some participation going on here. This process is very important to hear from the ratepayers and the public to know what they'd like to see us working on. And obviously, Kelsey Tears trail might be a little bit popular, but what they've done in Derby is incredible. And if we are crazy not to be looking at this seriously, of what we could do, because the revenue that that is bringing in for that region is incredible, and I'm sure that we could partnership into that. And it's certainly something that we have been talking about in the process anyway. But there certainly has been a lot of people making sure that they've been speaking up about that, including a 12-year-old, which I was quite impressed with. And the lighting of Victoria Parade, I know that we've done a component of that, a section of that, but obviously there are still some people out there calling for more lighting in Victoria Parade. So it'll be interesting to see this all coming up in our budget consultation and seeing if we can get this moving forward as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Milne. Thank you.
It's fantastic that so many people have jumped on and had their say on Speak Up. That's really great. Some of the ideas are excellent. You know, people are really putting their thinking caps on and thinking about ways to improve our community, which means there is a positivity about the community. If people think about the things they like about our community, but the things that could be improved, it reflects that the whole community is thinking and being more positive and proactive in growing our community. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I'd just like to add my voice too to the thanks for our ratepayers and the little 12-year-old that I'm sure is not paying rates yet, Aaron Jones. But it's great that there is a sense of pride in their community, and the majority of these are all positive things. They're not negative, which is somewhat what we get around this table, unfortunately. But I'd like to commend our ratepayers for their contribution and request that we around this table take great notice of that as we deliberate through the budget process. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And look, I fully endorse what Charlie Alderman has just commented. Further to that, while we're going into budget, the hospital site, that's obviously will come into some sort of budget deliberation. What have we got in mind?
Yeah, through you, Mayor, the process is there'll be a report on next week's council meeting agenda, which will outline to council the costs that have been incurred with the clean-up. And the removal of the old maternity hospital,
debris, yeah.
And looking at an option for, as far as council's concerned, to sell the property.
Mm.
Obviously, there would be a cost because the cost to purchase it was $950,000, as has been publicly provided. But obviously, the site as it is now won't have the same sort of value. But it could be quite valuable just to some people for some type of development site. So there's a report, as I said, coming to council next week.
And that report will be indicative of what zoning we're going to apply to?
The current zoning of the site is residential.
Oh, right.
It is residential. The report does discuss issues around whether it would be better rezoned to commercial. But there's reasons why that wouldn't necessarily be a positive thing at this stage.
Mm.
But obviously, if a commercial developer came along and wanted to put that case forward, well, then that's the opportunity to do that through RONPAC, or through the TPC. Sorry. Yeah. So at this stage, the report, as I said, will be on the agenda, and the recommendation will be along the lines of the fact that we actually place it on the market and see if we get any interest in the site. Now it is a greenfield site.
Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Any other comments, questions? You have a question, Alderman Mill?
Yes, I do. Question is, so would that entail a real estate agent coming and valuing the property as it is, or how are we going to value it?
Through you, Mayor, the process is that we have to get an independent valuation. So there's a process that we'll need to follow through a registered valuer to give council an indication of what the property is worth. That is usually where, and then there'd be some discussions with a real estate agent about the price that would be placed on it, and it would give some council some idea of what it may achieve.
Thank you. Anything else? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed, thank you.
Thank you, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously, thank you. Item 7.2, elected members' expenditure report for February.
I move.
Thank you, Alderman Martin. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton.
All in the report, Mayor.
Thank you.
Nothing to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, if I can clarify through you, Madam Mayor, to General Manager. Just the Mayor's expenses there, just to clarify. So his mobile expenses, for example, would have finished up on the 4th of February or the 8th of March or the 9th of March?
Through you, Mayor, from the 5th of February, he is responsible for the cost of the telephone expenses. The reason why it's listed at the moment, that is a payment that was made.
Yes.
Because the account was still in council's name, so we've actually sent him an account for the value of that while he's in the process of transferring that particular service into his own name.
Lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else? No? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3, minutes of council's special interest groups and advisory boards. Do I have a mover of that recommendation,
Simon,
please? Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, seconded.
Alderman Milne, sorry.
All right.
Alderman Jarman.
Look, it's all there. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Just showing that our council is very proactive in engaging in our committee work. So, yes, that's all I'd like to add.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? No? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.4, Community Services, Arts and Culture Report for up to March.
So moved.
Alderman Jarman, thank you. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Milne? Alderman Jarman.
Yes, and I'll just point out my favourite thing at the moment, the regional youth strategy. We're working on that again this year, which is great, and I can see that we're getting very close to being able to formalise something so that we can move forward, and it will certainly be good to have some more youth engagement that we haven't had for a while. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
No, it's all in the report. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
So close, thank you.
Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.5, Governance and Finance Report. Do I have a mover, please, for that recommendation? Which is... Thank you. Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Emerton.
All in the report, again, some positive things in there and some good information for us as we look across our council.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin?
Nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Oh, that's it.
There we go.
Declare the meeting closed at 6:10. Thank you, everyone.